Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. Swifties shook the ground in California. Seismologists confirm one of Taylor Swift's concerts in L.A. last summer registered as an earthquake. 70,000 jumping fans produced the amount of energy equivalent to a magnitude 2.0 earthquake. This according to the researchers at Caltech. The concert was on August 5th at SoFi Stadium. Taylor Swift is putting the finishing touches on her upcoming album, Tortured Poets Department, drops 1 month from today. Lil Nas X traded in comfort for style. On Sunday, the rapper participated in the New York City Half Marathon in New York while wearing white designer high-top sneakers from Coach. He reportedly didn't own a pair of running shoes and tried to visit a sneaker store, but it was closed. Lil Nas X finished the 13-mile race in just over 2 hours and 32 minutes. The first preview trailers are being released for Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon Part 2. It's set to hit Netflix on April 19th. Garth Brooks is joining several artists in honoring Elton John this week. It's the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. The ceremony will be held tomorrow night in Washington, D.C. Other performers include Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris, Metallica, Billy Porter, and Charlie Puth. It'll air on PBS on April 8th. And Ariana Grande's 98-year-old grandmother is the senior most artist to land on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. It's thanks to Grande's song Ordinary Thing. The song debuted at number 55 on the Hot 100. Grande's new album is number one this week. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.